I'm Ken Nishino from Toyohashi University of Technology. Today, I'd like to talk about a new approach for the assessment of allergic dermatitis using long wavelength near-infrared spectral imaging. Okay, let me begin with the background of our research. Allergic dermatitis is a general term of skin diseases caused by allergens. It's one of the most popular skin diseases, and as a typical reaction, it has swelling and inflammation. Various causes develop allergic dermatitis with various symptoms, for example, like them. And doctors need to define the allergen and take proper treatment. Now, doctors make a diagnosis using visual inspection, medical interview, palpation, and skin biopsy. The last one, skin biopsy, is a very effective method, but it's invasive method. So now, non-invasive inspection method is required. To develop such non-invasive inspection method, we focus on hyperspectral imaging because it is a powerful non-invasive measurement method for human skin. Human skin has three layers: keratin, epidermis, and dermis. Inflammation and edema, so edema means swelling, are formed at epidermis and dermis. Here is a reflectance spectra of human skin on visible and near-infrared wavelengths. Spectra of visible wavelengths have absorption property of pigments like oxyhemoglobin here. And near-infrared light can reach deeper layer, and the spectra have absorption properties by molecular vibration. And there are many previous studies about assessment of allergic dermatitis using spectroscopy and multispectral imaging. Here is the major related works. Georges et al. Proposed a method for the visualization of edema using spectral imaging in the visible and near-infrared wavelengths. According to these results, edema and inflammation were visualized by oxyhemoglobin and water content map computed from visible and near-infrared spectral images. However, they only focused on pigments and water contents, otherwise visible features. Allergen is not determined by these visible features. So our idea is visualization of invisible information in the dermatitis by using long wavelength near-infrared hyperspectral imaging and focusing the mechanism difference of allergic dermatitis. I'd like to talk about this mechanism difference. According to the Gale and Coombs classification, allergic reactions are classified based on their mechanisms into four types. Here is our major allergic reactions. But only about allergic dermatitis, there are only two types, type 1 and type 4. Type 1 is called immediate hypersensitivity because it begins with 10 to 60 minutes of allergen exposure. On the other hand, type 4 is called as delayed hypersensitivity. It develops over 1 to 2 days after allergen exposure. So there's difference between healthy skin and type 1, type 4 allergic dermatitis. It is inflammation and swelling, and there are many methods for the assessment of these visible features. But there's only also difference between type 1 and type 4. Actually, type 1 is activated by histamine and mast cells. On the other hand, type 4 is activated by cytokine and macrophage. So there's cellular pathogenesis difference. Our idea is the discrimination of near-infrared spectra of these three conditions. If it is possible to discriminate the near-infrared spectra of type 1 and type 4 allergic skin, the discrimination index might reflect the difference of cell pathology. So the purpose of our study is discrimination and visualization of two types of allergic dermatitis based on the long wavelength near-infrared hyperspectral imaging. Here is the flow of our research. First, we measured hyperspectral images of type 1 and type 4 allergic dermatitis artificially induced. And spectral data set of type 1, type 4, and normal skin were constructed from these hyperspectral images. And then, canonical discriminant analysis was applied. Finally, we measured test cases and they applied to classifier, and the detection results are discussed. Okay, let me begin with spectral measurement. In this study, mild allergic reactions are developed and near-infrared spectral images are measured. Immediate type was histamine reaction and delayed type was SADBE contact hypersensitivity. Here is the actual measured allergic dermatitis. But I'd like to skip the details and details about clinical protocol, and I only talk about the measurement condition of hyperspectral imaging. These hyperspectral images are measured in these conditions. We used line scan spectral camera, SWIR. It can measure the spectra of line area, and movable plate is mounted under the camera. This plate can move with constant velocity during measurement. Then such hyperspectral image is constructed. The details of measurement conditions are shown here, and the actual used measurement device are shown here. Okay, let me move to the results of the measurement. Here is measured spectra. The left figure shows the all absorbance spectra with MSC processing, and the right figure shows average spectra. As you can see, obvious spectral differences are on the range of long wavelengths, more than 1,400 nanometer. And the most significant difference is here, so on the absorbance property of water content. It means it might be useful, effective for the discrimination of these three conditions. So we applied this spectral data set for canonical discriminant analysis. Here is the result of the classification. This figure shows the canonical discriminant score computed from all spectral data set. And the ovals show the equiprobability ellipses, which have a standard deviation. As you can see, three conditions are clearly separated on this map. And actually, the average classification accuracy was 85.3%. In addition, the directions of the movement from normal skin to allergic dermatitis are different. So it means canonical discriminant analysis might detect some sort of cell pathology difference. So we applied this classifier for the visualization of allergic region. Here's the visualization results. In these images, posterior probability of allergic dermatitis was marked on the grayscale image. Type 4 is colored to red, and type 1 is colored to green. And as you can see, allergic regions are completely, perfectly detected. So next, we applied this classifier for the evaluation of healing over time. Near-infrared spectral images in healing over time by the treatment of steroid ointment were measured. In the first conditions, there is inflammation, so a bit reddish, but 6 days after, inflammation was disappeared and there is only melanin pigmentation. And the visualization results are shown here. The detected delayed type regions gradually disappeared. It may be useful for the assessment of treatment effect. From these results, the developed classifier was working fine for the training cases. There's a possibility that the cell pathology difference of type 1 and type 4 was detected. So next, the classifier was applied to test cases. Here is the two test cases. Case 1 is widening of blood vessel. It's red flare induced by methyl nicotinate. It should be classified into normal skin because it is not dermatitis. And case 2 is metal allergy. It should be classified into type 4 because it is a contact hypersensitivity. First, I'd like to talk about the result of case 1 roughly. Here is a visualization result of case 1. The red flare is here and here. So in this image, it's here and here. As you can see, no area is detected as allergic dermatitis. So it means this method was not affected by changing the skin color, concentration of pigments. So any allergic dermatitis specific elements might be detected. So finally, we apply this classifier for metal allergy patch test. In this experiment, 17 kinds of fluid materials were used. Here's the patch test images. 17 kinds of materials were put on the forearm. And it needs 2 days for developing the allergic reactions. 2 days after, image of 2 days after are shown here, after removing the patches. 2 days after, several inflammation had been detected. It should be classified into delayed type. Okay, let me move to results. Here is the visualization results. There was detected 3 spots, and the detected region also had inflammation, very slight inflammation here. So the classifier was working correctly. And the comparison with oxyhemoglobin concentrations are shown here. In these images, ester images were image is used for describing the oxyhemoglobin concentration. Detected region also had oxyhemoglobin concentration, but here is also oxyhemoglobin concentration. It is called irritation. Irritation is not allergic reaction, but it also had a red flare. And it is quite hard to discriminate the allergic reaction and irritation by a visual inspection. So here is the conclusion of this experiment. 3 areas was detected as delayed type, and irritation was not detected. So there's an increasing possibility that the method detects cellular pathogenesis difference between allergic types. And at least this method can be used as a supporting tool for diagnosis of metal allergy patch test, because irritation was not detected. I'd like to conclude our research. Classifier for type 1 and type 4 allergic dermatitis was established, and the average classification accuracy was 85.3%. As the test cases, red flare induced by methyl nicotinate and metal allergy were measured and analyzed. Red flare induced by methyl nicotinate was not detected, and metal allergy was clearly detected as type 4, and irritation was not detected, as shown here. So classifier was working correctly, and it may be helpful tool for the metal allergy patch test. We suspect that the method detected cellular pathogenesis difference between type 1 and type 4 dermatitis. For example, concentration of inflammatory cells is one of the probable cause. In a future work, more patients and more cases will be measured for getting the robust classifier, and we will investigate about what is detected. Thank you for your kind attention.
I guess I just probably didn't quite catch. What is the area required due to the variation in the skin color to get that average curve that you need to detect the variation in diseases, et cetera? The area of skin required to generate the average spectra of skin to compare against the diseased area, I guess because of the variations in the skin color, you would require to measure a reasonably large area. So I just don't know what is it that you are measuring there.
So to achieve more robust classifier, we need to measure many variations of human skin. I think, yeah. So thank you for your suggestion.
Thank you for the very interesting talk. As I see, you found the big difference in the far infrared area. But have you tried the difference under, let's say, 1400 nanometers? Because the most of the solid sensor has the sensitivity up to that wavelength. So if you can detect the same thing under the 1400 nanometers, that will be very useful for in practice.
Actually, we confirmed which wavelength is most important. It's difficult to explain now, but yeah, I checked it, and the most important wavelength is 1700 nanometer. So I think it is difficult to discriminate these RGB diodes using less than 1400 nanometer.